Tom Marshall here in San Antonio. It's 3:11 a.m. But just a quick reaction pod before going to sleep. Just taking in, obviously, what we saw tonight in Alamo Dome, as they say. 4-0 to Argentina. Four goals in the space of 22 minutes. Lautaro Martinez with three of them. Very good performance, I thought, from Argentina. I thought Lionel Scaloni, as the Argentina coach, needed that, because obviously he's been under quite a lot of pressure. And more pointedly, on the other bench tonight was Tata Martino. And I think if you'd asked a lot of Argentines who they'd prefer on the bench right now, taking this Argentina team, the generational change that's going on, I think a lot would pick Martino. So I think in terms of giving Scaloni a boost, giving, you know, people confidence in his process, I think that this was massive. I thought tactically he got things right. I mean, Argentina in a medium, you know, pretty much a medium block, didn't go pushing, didn't leave Mexico spaces in between the lines to play through them. Mexico dominated possession, 63% of the ball. But it took to the 91st minute to get a shot and goal. And I think that those two stats there, I think, tell the story of the game. Argentina much more effective. They stuck to the plan. They stopped Mexico playing down the wings. Obviously, you know, Mexico's fullbacks push very high. A lot of the times Mexico's wingers cut inside a little bit, create the little triangles, the 3-on-2s that we saw. A good example was Chicharito's first goal against the United States. Argentina stopped Mexico doing that. And then once that was stopped, it seemed like the ideas just kind of dried up from Mexico. So disappointing, you know, it was a disappointing, because I think this game was billed as well. And I think for Martino, and you know, for me, for the press, it felt like, you know, after 11 games unbeaten, you know, let's see what Mexico are made of now. And then when you saw the starting lineup and you thought, you know, this is arguably Mexico's best 11. And then I think, obviously, I mean, it's an easy narrative, it's an easy thing to say, but I mean, that was just a reality check. Argentina just individually better for me, player for player, and then as a collective as well, they stuck to the game plan and a pretty convincing victory. What does it do for Mexico, though? I mean, I think that's the big question now, and it's a tough one. Strange, because, you know, it's like Martino got it spot on. He said he's the 11 game undefeated streak wasn't the reality, and this loss wasn't the reality. Mexico's reality is somewhere in between, and we go back to the same old issues. I mean, I think the players coming back from Europe to Liga MX and MLS is, you know, it's not good, and it's not good because Mexico isn't exporting that many players either. You know, obviously it's the players' individual decision, but we're just not seeing Liga MX teams exporting these younger Mexican players, you know. You look at Carlos Rodriguez and you think, that's a kid who can play in Europe. Roberto Alvarado, I mean, you want to see them get on that kind of journey that Irving Lozano has been on, you know, where you go to PSV, you know, that Eric Gutierrez is slowly, you know, he's on now and he's struggled and now he's a starter at PSV. And then you look over at the Argentina team and you've got so many of those players doing that it is concerning. But, you know, we've been over that. That's nothing kind of new. Martino speaking after the game, saying that he wants more games of that quality against an Argentina team, you know, against the Argentina, against other elite nations, which, to be honest, is all well and good. I mean, who doesn't want that? I mean, the problem is, I don't know how realistic it is. You know, I honestly don't know how realistic it is that, you know, all of, you know, just, I mean, look at what's coming up this year for Mexico. You got October games against Bermuda and Panama. You got November games against Panama and Bermuda. You know, then you know, there's probably going to have a friendly with Liga MX players kind of in January, February. Then you got the March international break. And, yeah, that's you got two games there that I'm expecting Mexico to bring, you know, you imagine that they're going to bring in bigger names, bigger nations. Then you go to June, it's the Nations League final. Then you go to September, and it's qualifying again for the World Cup. So it's a really tricky one for Mexico. It's I don't know where they're going to get those that elite competition. I mean, not being in the Copa America as well is it was a massive blow. I felt, I think that all the things that have happened this year, not Mexico not being in next year's Copa America is one of the most negative things I think that's happened. But yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Martino hasn't been in this job long. The good thing is he's 100% experienced. He knows what it takes to transform a national team. He's done it with Paraguay. He did an exceptional job a very good job with Argentina as well. So it's not like he's going to be look at a 4-0 defeat like this tonight and kind of be in any way, shocked or just not knowing what to do. He'll know exactly what to do, and you know, he's going to need time, just like. You know, we've seen previously with Mexican managers. The other thing I would say about the loss is it was, I mean, you know, obviously we can pick out individuals. Néstor Araujo, he had a nightmare. I mean, it's just one of those nights where you just have an absolute nightmare. Everybody has it. You know, sometimes you write a story and it's not very good. It doesn't come out how you want to do. You make a mistake. You know, whatever you're doing in your job or whatever, sometimes you have a bad day. I'm not going to read into Araujo playing horribly and suddenly be like, you know, oh, this guy needs to get rid of, not be in the national team. He's a good player. He's the only natural out-and-out defender that Mexico have right now playing at a top, you know, in a top European league. I mean, that has to be, that's worth something. Araujo had a bad game. You know, Ochoa as well, you know, maybe he could have done better with a couple of those goals. Even Carlos Salcedo, I didn't think he had a good game. I mean, you know, you got question marks. Is Jesus Gallardo good enough? Obviously, he's very good going forward, but when you look at it defensively, I don't know. Obviously, in defeat, all the weaknesses come out. Edson Álvarez, can he play that holding role on his own? I mean, again, these things, I think they're valid questions, but they're also going to need time. And Martino's right that you're obviously, it's good that process is going to be fast forwarded if Mexico are playing, you know, the bigger teams, you know, tougher challenges. But yeah, it was a disappointing one. But yeah, we'll see. I thought the most disappointing thing was the way after that first goal went in, which Araujo just gave the ball away, and it was a good move by Argentina. Lautaro there just, you know, with a great finish as well. But the way that the team collapsed, there was a slight kind of similarities with that 7-0 against Chile. It's like they didn't know how to react. There was no one on the field. I don't know. That's what it felt like to me. And then they get overrun 22 minutes later. You know, it's 4-0 and the game's over. And you know, if that's a World Cup game, you're out. You know what I mean? And I thought that was slightly concerning because, you know, obviously you don't want to see it, and I don't know what the solution is to that. But yeah, I thought, yeah, like I said, summing up, I'm going to sign off now, but Mexico exposed a bit. I think the challenge is there now for Martino. He knows where this team is at. And, you know, although Mexico won the Gold Cup, they defeated the United States 3-0, you get a sense now of where other teams are at. And let's not forget, this wasn't an Argentina A team. There's a certain Lionel Messi who can be slotted in there, you know, and a number of other players that can come back into that team. But yeah, from the Argentina, highly impressive, to be honest. And I think, you know, you could even get rid of a few of those older generation players, keep Messi, and, you know, you've got something pretty special there. So yeah, anyway, signing off. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Quick 10-minute pod to sign off, and thanks for all the interaction and stuff during the international break. And yeah, we'll be back soon. Big weekend coming up in Liga MX. You've got the Clásico Tapatío and the Clásico Capitalino, América against Pumas. I'll be at that one on in Estadio Azteca on Saturday, So yeah, stay tuned to the Mexican Soccer Show, and my works, written work, will be up on ESPN FC. Thanks a lot. Buenas noches.